Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Vishnu, and these are the major news stories of Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years killed at least 9 people on Wednesday and injured more than 800, while 50 went missing. 3 more bodies of Naxalites were recovered on Wednesday morning in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, where a fierce encounter took place between security personnel and Naxalites the previous day. With this, the number of Naxalites killed in the gun battle on Tuesday has risen to 13, according to police. Vijender Singh, India's first Olympic medalist in boxing, left the Congress to join the BJP. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu admitted to mistakenly killing 7 people working for the aid charity World Central Kitchen in a Gaza airstrike amid widespread condemnation. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi filed his nomination papers from Kerala's Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency on Wednesday after leading a massive roadshow swarmed with waves of supporters. Taking to X, he said this election was a fight for the soul of India. Let's get into the details. Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years killed at least 9 people on Wednesday, injuring more than 800, while 50 went missing en route to a national park, authorities said, as rescuers used ladders to bring others to safety. Television broadcast images of buildings tilted at precarious angles in the mountainous, sparsely populated eastern county of Hualien, near the epicenter of the 7.2 magnitude quake which struck just offshore at about 8 a.m. GMT. The quake hit at a depth of 15.5 kilometers just as people were headed for work and school, setting off a tsunami warning for southern Japan and the Philippines that was later lifted. Video showed rescuers using ladders to help trap people out of windows, while elsewhere there were massive landslides as strong tremors in Taipei forced the subway system to close briefly, although most lines resumed service. The official central news agency said the quake was the biggest since one of magnitude 7.6 in 1999 that killed about 2,400 people and damaged or destroyed 50,000 buildings. 3 more bodies of Naxalites were recovered on Wednesday morning in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, where a fierce encounter took place between security personnel and Naxalites the previous day, police said. With this, the number of Naxalites killed in the gun battle on Tuesday has risen to 13, they said. Following the major anti-insurgency operation ahead of the Lok Sabha polls, the police on Tuesday found the bodies of 10 Naxalites, including a woman. An official said while the identity of the dead Naxalites was yet to be ascertained, prima facie it appears they belong to the People's Liberation Guerrilla Army Company No. 2 of Maoists. On Tuesday, a gunfight broke out between security forces and Naxalites at around 6 a.m. in the forest between Lendra and Kolcholi villages, under the Gangalur police station area, where a joint team of security personnel was out on an anti-Naxal operation. A light machine gun, a .303 rifle, a 12-bore gun, a large number of barrel grenade launchers and shells, and other arms and ammunition were also seized from the spot, police earlier said. Vijender Singh, India's first Olympic medalist in boxing, who took a plunge in politics in April 2019 by joining the Congress, switched to the BJP on Wednesday. Singh fought the 2019 Lok Sabha elections unsuccessfully from the South Delhi constituency on a Congress ticket. His name was doing the rounds for the last few days as the party's nominee from Madhura, from where actor and incumbent MP Hema Malini has been fielded again by the BJP. Singh comes from the Jat community, which has political influence in a large number of seats in Haryana, the state he comes from, and Western Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday Israel mistakenly killed 7 people working for the aid charity World Central Kitchen in a Gaza airstrike, and the US and other allies called for explanations amid widespread condemnation. Israel's military voiced sincere sorrow over the incident, which ratcheted up international pressure for steps to ease the disastrous humanitarian situation in Gaza nearly 6 months into Israel's siege and invasion of the Palestinian enclave. The strike on the World Central Kitchen convoy killed citizens of Australia, Britain and Poland, as well as Palestinians and a dual citizen of the United States and Canada. The World Central Kitchen said its staff were traveling in 2 armored cars emblazoned with the charity's logo and another vehicle, and had coordinated their movements with the Israeli military. The Israeli military pledged an investigation by an independent professional and expert body. At least 196 humanitarian workers have been killed in Gaza since October, according to the United Nations, and Hamas has previously accused Israel of targeting aid distribution sites. The United States, Israel's closest ally, said that there was no evidence Israel deliberately targeted the aid workers, but that it was outraged by their deaths and Israel had an obligation to ensure aid workers in Gaza were not harmed. Israel has been under rising international pressure to alleviate severe hunger in Gaza, which has been shattered by Israel's offensive against the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Since October 7, 2023, much of the densely populated Gaza has been laid waste and most of its 2.3 million population displaced. More than 32,000 Palestinians have been killed, according to the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi filed his nomination papers from Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency on Wednesday after leading a massive roadshow swarmed with waves of supporters. Soon after filing papers, Rahul affirmed his warm ties with the people of Wayanad and equated the upcoming Lok Sabha elections to a fight for the soul of the country and a fight to preserve democracy from the forces of hatred, corruption and injustice that seek to suppress the voice of Bharat Mata. Rahul also reiterated the resolve of the India alliance, including Congress, to continue its fight until they succeed in dislodging the incumbent regime from power. Rahul Gandhi became Congress MP from Wayanad in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections after losing out on the traditional Congress seat Amethi. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted and produced by me, Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.